Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
Okay, which of us would best survive if lost in the woods? This is a question from Heather.
Probably Gordy.
Because he would be prepared.
I feel like Gordy would anticipate that eventuality.
I've given thought to it.
See? he's already got a plan cooking.
I have considered how well I might fare if like all of our infrastructure just fell apart.
Sure.
In this country. And I think if I could make it back to my nuclear family, between my dad being an agriculturalist and my mother being a nurse,
you guys might be able to get by.
And just sort of like the skill set of like my immediate family, I think we'd do pretty well. I also did live basically in the woods for a couple years. And some of those instincts, those machete instincts, might come back. Between the ages of 6 and 9, I did carry a machete a lot of days. That's not a joke. That's a real. It's a real thing.
Some people have salad days. Gordy has machete days.
They ever miss those machete days?
Machete days of summer.
See, my plan is largely just to Rip Van Winkle it until the problem resolves itself I die.
Hope it gets better.
You're just going to, like, we end in a society collapsing situation. Infrastructure's gone. Houses don't exist anymore. It's only trees. The happening happens. And you...
I will sit down wherever I am, and I will not move again until it's either better or I'm dead.
I'll sit down, I'll log on to Yelp, and I'm just going to leave bad reviews until someone fixes it. Public pressure works.
Cricket and I will team up to
Yelp chase your senators
and never catch bugs. Because we have been a good shepherding team before to just like scurry them out of the house.
But what happens when you're in the bug kingdom?
What happens when you're on their turf?
Well, like, by that point, no infrastructure. We need food of some kind. She can't catch a bird. She lets them live on her head.
She can't catch a blank. You can just leave that blank.
She can catch a bug. She just doesn't kill them.
Yes or no, Cricket would just slow you down.
Oh, absolutely.
Cricket is 100% a burden in this situation.
But I'm not going it without her, so... She and I will do the best we can. She is good at alerting me to things. So if she just, like, chirps in the direction of something, I might be able to figure out how to turn it into food. Because she can't hit that, like, A to B step. But she's very good on high alert and has recently been on extra high alert for ghosts.
Yes.
October switched over yesterday as of this recording, and she has been yelling at ghosts on a Cheetos bag and in the corner... And on the wall.
The places you expect ghosts to be.
Yeah, where ghosts chill out. It's been like she did a full speed run across my legs yesterday to go scream at a wall for a solid half hour. And I stared, looked behind the picture frames.
There were no bugs.
There was nothing. There was nothing I could see. But she was. It was a 5-alarm MIRP, which usually indicates big bug.
Visible bug.
Yeah, like. The little fruit flies or whatever, they get, like, head swivels and the occasional chatter. But they don't get the full speed running, screaming, whining, coming to get me whining again.
It depends if this is a situation where society collapses and you have to survive, like, not really in the woods, but in a potentially urban environment just without infrastructure. Or if it's like Survivor, they drop you in the woods, see how you do.
I mean, the original question just sounds like we got lost.
Which we would.
In which case, my answer remains the same.
Okay.
I would wait to be found or die.
I accept the responsibility.
Gordy would organize the woods into a new society, and Cricket and I will go yell at birds.
That sounds okay. Like, is this society that great? Maybe make a new one in the woods. That seems all right.
Sure.
Gordy wouldn't, like, create rules for the woods.
Shyamalan had the right idea.
Maybe let's just get out of this one. Start a new woods one.
I'd be down for that. I could yell at birds. Which Disney character are you most like?
Is the lamp a character?
The one wish granting? That contains a genie, or the one that is Lumiere?
The one that crushes the X or whatever.
The what? Pixar lamp? That's not Disney.
Oh.
Does that count?
It's not Disney.
I mean, it is out of Disney. Ideas. They own it.
I'm out of ideas. I'm the lamp or nothing.
Luxo Jr. It does have a name.
Is that that's the name? Luxo?
Yeah.
Which ones are Disney again?
Usually Robin, the ones that are drawings.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Lord of the Rings. I don't think so.
You could be that fox everyone wants to fuck. if you want.
It's not a bad pick, but it's which one are you, not which one do you want to be.
Correct.
If it's which one do you want to be, everybody wants to be Robin Hood. Maybe Aladdin. Maybe Jasmine.
I'd want to be Clopin.
I don't know what that is.
he's the jester character from Hunchback.
Clopin?
Clopin.
Clopin?
Yes.
That's not a human name, is it?
It's a clown name it from is. France.
Clopin?
Yeah.
Clopin. It's a bad mouthfeel. Clopin.
You're bad mouthfeel.
Quasimodo flows better off the tongue.
I pick Xemnas.
I don't know what that is either.
It's from Kingdom Hearts.
Ron
Weasley.
Ron, I think Ron's instinct was fuck all of this. I want to go home.
Yeah, largely.
For a lot of it. Like, I want to go home and eat food.
Is this chocolate or chess? If not, I have no instincts for
it. I would be in a Disney movie called Chocolate or Chess. and either way, I'm happy, really.
Which one is Cricket, though?
The cat one. The one that's a cat.
Abraham DeLacy.
I don't know what that is.
Giuseppe Casey.
What's Abraham? What?
Abraham DeLacy, Giuseppe Casey.
I don't know what that is.
Thomas O'Malley.
Yeah, she's not that cool.
Keep going.
The Alley Cat.
What's that?
It's a whole name.
What's that? Who? That? Who?
From the Aristos.
Oh, I haven't seen that in a long time.
I have it on DVD for some reason.
No
thanks.
Can't imagine why you would own a film about cats.
I know why a six-year-old me would own that.
The only two Disney cats I can think of are Raja, which is a
no
on Cricket.
Except for when it becomes a tiny one because the genie did magic.
She could be a Figaro.
I don't know what that is either.
The one who hates a fish?
Yeah, I'm sure she'd hate a fish. Given the opportunity, probably hate a fish.
And the other one is the Cheshire Cat, and that also doesn't fit.
There is that fat one from Cinderella who also hates a mouse.
She's not that mean-tempered, though.
Yeah, Cricket's not a hater.
Like,
I don't think.
Figaro.
I feel like she loathes.
I recall Figaro falling a lot.
Maybe.
Like a lot of flopping.
What's the one that's bewildered?
There's another cat in that movie, and this always weirded me out. It's the same sort of Goofy and Pluto principle, where Figaro is just a cat-ass cat.
Yeah.
And then there's the one that's walking around with pants on and hangs out with that fox and sends him to fucking Bad Kids Island.
Yeah, there's the human trafficking cat and then regular cat.
Pinocchio?
Yeah, that's the movie.
There's a cat?
Yeah.
There's two cats.
There's two cats. There's one that's a cat-ass cat, walks around like a cat and meows and doesn't speak.
And
the other one doesn't speak either.
I'm pretty sure Figaro
But it wears pants and it walks on two legs and it traffics children.
Disney sounds like a fucked up studio. I don't think I want kids watching this. I've only seen one Disney movie.
And it was Luxo Jr.
and it's the short film starring Luxo Jr. where he steps on the big X. It's the only Disney I've ever seen.
Oh, I know who I am.
Yeah.
I am that aunt character in Big Hero 6.
And Cricket is the cat?
Yes.
I have no memory of this character.
She's the one who owns a bakery and has anxiety.
Nope. No to the memory.
We even have similar haircuts. I could be her.
What's her name?
The aunt character from Big Hero 6.
The aunt. Disney made a lot of movies, didn't they?
They have been
prolific.
They
continue to.
What do you think the ratio is on good ones to bad ones?
They've been on the upswing recently, but there was a long period in the early aughts where it was definitely more bad to good.
Just like, if you pick a Disney movie at random, what are your odds of it being good? Better than 50-50?
I think at this point, yeah. They might not... Okay, but not all of them might be to your taste. Because, like, I think Pinocchio might be technically a good movie, but I hate it.
I don't have a point to make. I'm just curious. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.